Okay, let's get real and let's get dark. Isn't that what horror is all about? I am taking an extended break from politics slash social media. I will still be here, but I am done defending both sides of this BS. We're not getting anywhere anymore. Both sides are terrible. What we all actually argue over is over the concept of less bad. Not which one is better, but rather which one is less bad. That isn't the way to be. I am considering not even voting now. I am so disgusted and mentally exhausted from this struggle, probably fabricated by a few different groups of rich assholes on both sides. I might write one more essay on the topic of political theater because I have one started and a lot of notes on the topic. After that, I am making a very considerate effort to ignore both sides moving forward. I realize I have said that before, a few times I can actually recall. I realize this. I am aware. My failures are obvious. I am also finally shifting my writing focus to horror slash science fiction, telling stories, freaking people out, maybe do something cool, and creating characters over dealing with think tank BS for rich assholes and intellectually challenged groups of people or ICGPs. We all get sucked into this bullshit, and I am just done allowing this to affect me. I ain't nobody's tool or puppet. People want to know what I am all about. I am a decent, too honest for my own good, dude who suffers greatly for a long periods of time. I am brilliant when I write, while sounding like an idiot when I speak live, in the moment. Scatterbrain is an understatement when talking live. That is why I write long format, to begin with, so that I can slowly break down, disseminate, and assimilate information. I know nothing else. My brain literally works different and connects dots to things in different ways that none of you can understand. Most of you do not even try. I notice. The only thing that motivates me to be this way is spite. I have a tendency to push buttons, do things to make others upset with me because I am addicted to the reaction of knowing I made someone so mentally off their rocker that they cannot function till I am no longer included in whatever activity we were in. I am more addicted to that in recent years than sex. I literally look at this feeling of spite as something better than sex. I know it isn't right. My wiring is off. Been saying it, few listened. I am fine with it. That is why I try to stay away from most things, or just make fun of everything, or bring some lighter humor to it. I realize it's only funny if one is a cynical nihilist, like myself. I know most of you probably are not. I will lean with probability on that one. I will assume most of you are not. So yeah, I hear that. I can lighten up. I can do that. However, if I pee my pants laugh, I am posting it. I only really care about showing how both sides are fundamentally wrong. That this is a big illusion. We act like reality is supposed to be in a binary world, but we're not. We as a species do not understand nor respect 4D. Politically, we get terrible and not as terrible, piss slash poop. You have to choose which one you want. I want neither. Most would never want piss and or poo, ever. Yet, here we are. We are supposed to choose one. Now, that to me, those are the dummies. The ones that concede to this, accept this and vote anyway for piss or poo. No winner can exist under those conditions, and here we are. If you want to explain your side of that, or want to prove that wrong, please, do so. I'd invite anyone to do that. I wrote this as a response to someone who wanted me to look into something political from the right and make a judgment on that. This isn't a peer review. We are not peers. We are friends. Remember that. I am too fucking good for this, and so are all of you. I am sorry this is the world we live in. This is why I plan to punch God in the dick the first chance I get. Not kidding. Nihilists don't believe in belief as the main attribute to make a thing real. What is seen and inferred by the observer is. We all should be working to get away from negativity, not attract it. If these things in reality that macroscopically you cannot affect bug you so much. Unplug. I do it. I am doing it again. Granted, not at the level I should. However, I will start with this and see how it goes. If I feel I need to completely unplug, I will do so. I have spent the last 2 weeks working on fiction rather than talking shit about politics that I have no control over and just giving my opinion based on what little I infer from. During some downtime, I'd made up memes because they made me laugh. Yes, I am that guy that will straight up laugh at others' misfortune. I won't apologize for that. I sin. I sin with intention to sin. I am the worst kind of sinner. I sin because others expect me to be the opposite. Who are they? Nothing and no one. That is the real reality out there. Do what you love with who you love because, after all this suffering, yours, mine, our impact on the universe is zero. This is a real science theory, known as the zero-energy universe hypothesis. It suggests that the universe's total energy is zero, with the positive energy of matter balanced by the negative energy of gravity, making everything ultimately cancel out. Let that sit in for a minute. Everything you do and affect in reality will at any given moment of the universe's everlasting timeline will equal zero. You do not affect Jack. Nothing you do matters from this point of view. This does not include the fraction of time you do exist in. You affect reality as long as your energy can. Once it changes back to, from, whatever, wherever, everywhere, all at the same time, the influence and evidence of that effect drops to zero. If you are an above-average human, it might last longer. Look at David Bowie. How long do you think some entity, anywhere will be able to know what Bowie did and created? It only lasts as long as it lasts. After that, good luck trying to convert that energy back to its original form. Reality is never perfect in the concept of what we humans think of as perfection. In reality, perfection and infinity are one in the same. That, on a long enough timeline, the survival rate for everyone drops to zero. It's only after we've lost everything that we're free to do anything. Remembrance of Earth's Past, or known as the Three-Body Trilogy, by Liu Cixin, the Book 2, The Dark Forest. This series is sometimes referred to as existential horror. You get lost in the concept of, what if this could all be at play at some point in humanity's near or perhaps distant future? That, what if this is all some sort of simulation or video game where the plot is so fixed that any choice you make has no impact, imprint, or evidence on the outcome of the game? That no matter what you do in the game, you end up at the same boss fight at the end, with the same life, the same weapons, the same everything. It's these types of environments where the lack of realism is felt and where we eventually realize that something is not right with said reality. Human beings possess a kind of intuitive alarm in our minds. I hear my father's voice as loud and clear in my mind. I know that voice. He is no longer with us. I hear a voice that isn't a voice. It is a thought, but we describe it to others as a voice. Others do not hear what you heard. They only know of it because you described it to them. However, they do not actually know for themselves. Another example would be, we trust when we look up at the moon that it is there, but you, I, most, have never been there to touch, see, step foot on it to know it if it's actually there or not. Granted, we do know that it is there. We see it from Earth. We see its impact on the tides. We feel its gravity. Our mind alerts us when something doesn't feel real. That is usually how we know we are in a dream. Some things seem real, some seem normal, and then you see a giant spider with I heart mum tattoos on all its legs in the sky where the sun should be. Eventually, the brain will tell you what is real and what is not real. It is when our realities are flipped upside down and inside out, like a tesseract, that feelings on reality become existential horror. If we were in a simulation of reality and everything was so perfect that we begin to perceive the artificiality of our surroundings, we already do this. Social media. It is plastered everywhere on our social media. No shit. Apply all that to your common sense. How does reality feel right now? Especially with the political arena we are in. Something absolutely does not feel right here. Yeah, we mean nothing. God cares not for you. Me. Your kids, your freedoms, their suffering, your suffering, and mine. With all that, all we have are those moments of love with those we love the most. Become obsessed with that. Not this bull-ass shit, and it totally is. It doesn't matter who we vote for. We all lose. It's always been that way. Love, respect, but even this is fueled by spite more than those other two put together. That is my great addiction, spite. Zero. By David Angelo Minio, July 25, 2024. 1,706 words.